Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of good stuff there to help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. Oh, by the way, the poll question every week is a new one. This week's a little political, so check it out. We'd like to know what you think. And then, of course, my blog is there, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust, et cetera, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Marcia Egan is with us. Marcia is the author of Inbox Detox, and put a .com on the end. You'll find her website. Marcia, we talked in the previous segment about making sure that you don't abuse other people, you don't let technology control you. We were talking about email. It could be texting. It could be any kind of capability that's become seductive. Social media is another area that people kind of lose their mind on sometimes, I think. But let's talk about email is not even the biggest offender, is it?
Well, it depends on what you allow to be the offender. One of my things is email begets email. And the more email you send, the more email you're going to get. And if you're concerned that you're getting 200 email messages a day or 500 email messages a day, the first thing you need to do is consider thyself, which is, are you using email when you shouldn't be, or are you sending it to 10 people instead of 3 people? Because every time you send an email, many people are compelled to respond, even if it's with a little thanks for the email.
Right, yeah.
And so your
and where does it stop? I mean, thanks for thanking me, you know? I mean, what do you do? But, you know, I'll tell you something. My strategy with email, with sending email, Marcia, is I want to send enough to be able to stay in touch and to be able to get the work done, but not so much that when they get an email from me, they say, oh, here's another email from him. You know, the last one wasn't that important either. I'll just get back with him when I can. When people get an email from me, I want them to say, oh, you know, he doesn't send me that many. I need to pay attention to this.
That's a great strategy. Another strategy that all of your listeners can use is keep it very, very brief and information only. No emotion.
Don't use emoticons in a business email.
Well, and don't send an email when you're emotional. If you're angry, or if you are trying to get someone's feeling, how do you feel about this?
Mm-hmm.
Email is fabulous for sharing information. Here are the procedures for this. Here are the directions to this. Or here is my proposal. And that is a perfect use for email. But to say something like, well, you really offended me in that meeting.
You big jerk.
You please stop doing that again? and copying 5 other people, including the boss. That'll create about 35 email messages that aren't useful at all. So keep the emotion out of it. But the other really important thing is to keep them very brief. I like to tell people to pretend email's Twitter.
Yeah.
Because what happens is 70% of the people reading emails skim them. So the more information you have in an email, the less likely it'll be read.
Right, exactly.
Only one sentence, they'll read it.
Well, you know, I don't know how many times I have a really important email I want to send somebody, and you know, like a customer or prospect or somebody like that, and I literally will take a lot of time to create it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll always do one thing. I'll always sleep on it if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I usually come back and break it up, either cut it in half or break it up into 2 different emails.
Well, or breaking it up into paragraphs
minimum. You got to do that. You got to do that. But you got to be careful. You got to remember that people are reading these things sometimes on their handheld. And that means this, what looks like a reasonable size email on your screen is looks like an epistle. On the little handheld.
That's exactly right. We need to remember that email is for brief, inexpensive, quick communication.
Yeah.
rather than epistles. I think you used a great word there.
Yeah. So what in the time we have left, folks, we're talking about making sure that you don't let the technology abuse you, that you don't abuse it, and that you're in control. You're the alpha member of that relationship. What about social media? That gets out of hand too, doesn't it?
It sure does. And a lot of most social media entities allow you to receive emails when you get messages on Facebook or messages
right.
on LinkedIn, and people joining groups get messages from the group. You do need to learn to triage that stuff, and in just about every email program, there are rules that you can set up. As an example, I'm a big LinkedIn user, but everything coming from LinkedIn goes into a folder I have set up called LinkedIn, and then
mm-hmm.
I go into that folder once a day.
Right.
Rather than having the dings come in every time there's a new message.
Which distracts you when you're working on a project.
Exactly. One of the biggest time killers and easiest fixes that we can give your listeners today is to only check for your messages. Now, there are going to be some people who have a heart attack here, Jim, but 5 times a day. Now,
yeah.
That's for the average business, not the breaking news business, but
right.
for the average business, 5 times a day. And then what you do is you go in. It's like going to your postal service mailbox and getting your mail.
Right.
And then you sort
just
it.
Just every so often, folks, and you got to learn how to manage these things. Remember, I like what Marcia said. You be the alpha member of that relationship between you and your technology. The book is called Inbox Detox. Put a .com in the end. You can find it available also wherever books are sold. Right, Marcia?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Marcia Egan. Come back real soon.
I want to.
Yeah. Marcia Egan, folks, she'll be back. Stay with me. I'll be right back to you. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.